head to the White House today. They've got a group lunch with President Trump. On November 1st, supplemental food benefits for low-income Americans will be cut off because of the shutdown. Also November 1st, open enrollment for those Obamacare begins without government help paying for premiums. The president of the Louvre will appear before France's Senate Culture Committee today, talking about the brazen jewel heist on Sunday. ABC's James Longman has the latest from Paris.
Grand moment d'émotion, un grand moment de bouleversement.
France's culture minister calling the raid an attack on French history and culture, and that the thieves spent just 3 minutes and 50 seconds inside the Apollo Gallery. The race is on to find eight of France's priceless crown jewels. The thieves did leave behind their gloves, gasoline, and a blowtorch, all now undergoing DNA analysis.
Amid reports of predators online, investigators in Florida are demanding access to Roblox. This is ABC News. Prince Andrew may have given up titles like the Duke of York, but scrutiny over his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein is only growing at Buckingham Palace. ABC's Lama Hassan.
Scotland Yard is now investigating a report that Andrew asked his police bodyguard to dig up information on his accuser Virginie Giuffre in 2011. In an email published by the Mail on Sunday, the prince reportedly writing to a palace aide, "I have given her date of birth and social security number for investigation." Giuffre long claimed Epstein trafficked her to have sex with Prince Andrew when she was 17, an allegation he's always denied.
Virginie Giuffre, who died earlier this year, is out with a posthumous memoir today. It's been 2 days and still no clues as to who made off with some of France's priceless crown jewels. According to experts, there's a good chance someone from the inside helped with the robbery. The Louvre is shut down today, but the museum always is closed on Tuesdays. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay drivers may want to add some travel time this week due to highway maintenance projects closing lanes. The Department of Transportation says to expect lanes to be closed on the Tower Drive Bridge through Wednesday. Both north and southbound lanes will be closed on Highway 41 into Pier between Shearing Road and Larry Lane in Lawrence from 7 at night to 5 the next morning through Thursday. And one lane will be closed on Highway 172 from 9 a.m. until 2 this afternoon. An 18-year-old Surrey man was killed after hitting a deer in Oconto County over the weekend. Sheriff's deputies say the crash happened just after 10 p.m. Friday night on County Highway B in Oconto Falls. Authorities say the man lost control after hitting a deer and rolled several times in the ditch, getting ejected from the car. Deputies say he was taken to a Green Bay hospital, where he later died. It's a done deal for Festival Foods. The grocery chain now has an out-of-state owner. Todd Schnuck, chairman and CEO of Schnuck Markets, announced closing on the purchase of Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers this week. The newly formed 1939 Group, based in St. Louis, now has 164 stores. That total includes the Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers, along with two other grocery chains, according to Schnuck. The 1939 Group will have more than 19,000 employees. The company has said Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers will continue flying under their own banners with the same employees supporting the same community efforts. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The future for Luke Fickle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers play the number 6th-ranked Oregon Ducks Saturday night in Eugene. The Badgers are 2-5, losing 5 games in a row. Luke Fickle was asked if he knows yet if he'll be back next year at Wisconsin.
No, I don't think any of us have a crystal ball. I've never asked the question. It's not something that I can dwell upon. It's not something that I can't tell you that it's not something that doesn't you don't think about.
Chris McIntosh, the Badgers athletic director, releasing a statement saying Wisconsin remains supporting Fickle in his role as the head football coach. NFL. The Packers play the Steelers in Pittsburgh Sunday night. Linebacker Isaiah McDuffie on what he was most proud of in their win over Arizona.
You know, that's what we've been talking about since the start of the season. You know, just finishing throughout the entire week. That's what we emphasized, and, you know, we got the opt to finish, and we did it.
That's linebacker Isaiah McDuffie with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of clouds and sun today, blustery and colder with scattered light showers developing in the afternoon. High temps only near 50. For tonight, scattered light showers to continue. Still breezy, low temperatures in the mid-40s. Right now, it's 42.
News and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, better fly across the land. Try to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Take me to the hotel, bag it gone. Oh, well, come on, come on. Won't you get me to my room? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Listen to the radio, talking about the last show. Someone got excited, had to call a state militia. Won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling pain.
Stop making music like this. We don't know either.
97.9
FM. Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch.
so slowly, and time can do so much.
Time goes by so slow.
Love Train on local news and timeless hits. We're 97.9 WGBW. My name is Laura McKenna. Don't know what I was celebrating this morning, but I was up early and I thought, you know what? I'm going to go for a nice morning walk. A little brisk out there. Beautiful morning, but a little chilly. Now, will I do that tomorrow morning? Probably not. But today, I am just an overachiever.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
From our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge, we're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
Since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lone Street, that heartbreak hotel. So lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted mothers to cry there in the gloom. Be so, I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely. I'll be so lonely, I could die. Keep flowing, the desk clerks dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never, never look back and think you're so, think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down the street to Heartbreak Hotel. So lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW with another local news update coming your way in less than 5 minutes.
If I had told her that I loved her, she would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I wanna be your friend. Because a friend could never doubt you or ever put you up tight. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing.
so close, but we should have been closer. And it's making me feel so sad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over.
My old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night. Touch the sound of silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell, echoing the wells of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Some Green Bay East high school students walked out in protest after the head football coach and manager of student engagement was placed on administrative leave. Coleman Nico Sela has been a regular employee of the Green Bay Area School District since 2018. District officials say they can't comment on the situation because it's a personnel matter. A petition on change.org calling for Sela's reinstatement states that, quote, recent circumstances have led to his removal, causing distress not only for Nico, but for the children and families who have looked up to him and trusted him to lead their youth toward success. More than 1,000 people had signed the petition as of Monday morning. The Green Bay School Board held a special meeting last night to discuss the next steps in the search for a new superintendent. The board went over their timeline for the process. Applications for the superintendent position will be accepted starting in December. After applications close in January, the board will interview candidates in late February and March of 2026, with contract negotiations set for April. Wisconsin has a new millionaire, and someone in Green Bay just got a lot richer, too. According to the Wisconsin Lottery, a $1 million lottery ticket was sold in Wautoma for the October 18th drawing. Someone who bought a super cash ticket in Green Bay also won big with a $350,000 prize. You likely know if you're the winner by now, but just in case you haven't checked, that super cash ticket was sold at the Quick Trip on Humboldt Road. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News. Green
Bay weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of clouds and sun today, blustery and colder with scattered light showers developing in the afternoon. High temps only near 50. For tonight, scattered light showers to continue. Still breezy, low temperatures in the mid-40s. Currently, it's 44.
Classic and Timeless Hits on 97.9 WGBW, the only song to reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart for Donovan was this one, Sunshine Superman. It was originally a little bit longer, too, but they edited it down on the original album, but then left the longer version on the greatest hits.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We're doing it in style, 'cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now,
heart.
yourself. The hurting's on me, yeah. And see another one.
It's local news and timeless hits. What a great place to be stuck, right? Me, you, here on 97.9 WGBW. So I'm just kind of getting settled in on my second cup of coffee, but a big show planned for you today. We're going to talk about a growing lottery that would be really nice for one of us to win. Also, we'll talk about that comet that we could see in the sky. Today, a big day because it's the start of the NBA regular season. Basketball is officially back. And for the first time since 1988, games won't be broadcast on TNT. That's because NBC and Amazon outbid them. Mike Clemens has more in all kinds of sports action coming up for you as well at 10 right here on WGBW.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30 because I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. No. Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. I'm gonna go. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Conversation. Take the last train to Clarksville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I'm feeling low. No, and I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Oh. Take the last train to Clarksville. Don't be slow. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville.
Local news and timeless hits on the Civic Media app and, of course, right here on your dial at 97.9 WGBW.
Last night as I got home about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool, let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Once I roam to work nights to try to build a good life. All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. To my wife, send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand. But she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. You'd like to have dinner with me. Go take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. Go take a letter.
One holiday at a time. We'll get to Thanksgiving after Halloween, and we'll get to Christmas after Thanksgiving. One holiday at a time. That's just the way we roll at 97.9 WGBW.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny. You smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. Gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand. Then a rock was formed when we held hands.
Sunny,
sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain.
Sunny,
you smile. The bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere.
Sunny
one so true, I love you. I love you. I love you.
Thank you. kind of light that never shone on me. I want my life to be a little. To do each and every little thing, but what does it bring if I ain't got you, ain't got baby?
You don't know what it's like, baby. You don't know what it's like
to love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. In my parade, I see your face again. I know my friend of mine. You ain't got to be so. And I'm glad, so, so, so glad I'm a man. Can't you see what I am? I live and I breathe for you. But what good does it do if I ain't got you? Ain't got you. To love somebody the way I love you.
You don't know what it's like, baby. You don't know what it's like
to love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you.
Hits 97.9 WGBW with more news from national headlines to the local news coming up next.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. News. I'm Sherry Preston. Months after announcing plans to split into two companies, Warner Brothers Discovery is hinting it may be open to a sale of its entire business. Warner Brothers Discovery owns CNN, HBO, HBO Max, TNT Sports, and the Discovery Channel, among others. 3 weeks into the government shutdown, and there's a crucial date ahead.
Time is running out. Obamacare open enrollment starts November 1st, less than 2 weeks away. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries telling me,
by that point, tens of millions of people across the country will realize that their health insurance premiums, copays, and deductibles have skyrocketed.
Republicans refusing to negotiate on health care while the government is shut down.
ABC's Jay O'Brien in Washington, November 1st, also the date federal food assistance programs are expected to run out of money. A portion of the White House has been demolished to make way for President Trump's 90,000-square-foot ballroom. This is ABC News. In Atlanta, police say a potential mass shooting was averted when 49-year-old Billy Cagle's family alerted detectives that he was plotting something. Here's ABC's Mola Lenghi.
Police say within minutes, a tip came in from Cagle's family.
Cartersville Police Department was alerted by the family of Mr. Cagle that he was streaming on social media, that he was headed to the airport, in their words, to shoot it up.
According to police, the family said Cagle wanted to inflict harm to as many people as he could and sent a photo to police to identify him, officers quickly spotting him. Investigators say they found 27 rounds of ammunition in his back seat, along with an AR-15-style rifle. They say he's a convicted felon, raising questions about how he obtained the weapon.
A strong appetite for the iPhone 17 has sent Apple shares to an all-time high. Its valuation closing in on $4 trillion. Apple's now the second most valuable company in the world after AI chip maker NVIDIA. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay drivers may want to add some travel time this week due to highway maintenance projects closing lanes. The Department of Transportation says to expect lanes to be closed on the Tower Drive Bridge through Wednesday. Both north and southbound lanes will be closed on Highway 41 in De Pere between Shearing Road and Larry Lane in Lawrence from 7 at night to 5 the next morning through Thursday. And one lane will be closed on Highway 172 from 9 a.m. until 2 this afternoon. An 18-year-old Surrey man was killed after hitting a deer in Oconto County over the weekend. Sheriff's deputies say the crash happened just after 10 p.m. Friday night on County Highway B in Oconto Falls. Authorities say the man lost control after hitting a deer and rolled several times in the ditch, getting ejected from the car. Deputies say he was taken to a Green Bay hospital, where he later died. It's a done deal for Festival Foods. The grocery chain now has an out-of-state owner. Todd Schnuck, chairman and CEO of Schnuck Markets, announced closing on the purchase of Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers this week. The newly formed 1939 Group, based in St. Louis, now has 164 stores. That total includes the Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers, along with two other grocery chains, according to Schnuck. The 1939 Group will have more than 19,000 employees. The company has said Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers will continue flying under their own banners with the same employees supporting the same community efforts. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Will Fickell be fired? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. The Badgers face number 6-ranked Oregon Saturday night. Wisconsin has never beat a ranked team since Luke Fickell took over as head coach 3 years ago. They're 0-9. Fickell says he can't be concerned about his future at Wisconsin.
It's not going to change the fact that